Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, BMO Harris Bank, DeckTech, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Thank you, David Jennings, for that excellent introduction of all of our in-studio guests, experts. We're here till 1, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Light them up. That's the MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. We've got a full show for you, and we're here to help. Send in those pictures if you have any questions. We start every single show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We are here to help you with any type of home improvement, outdoor, indoor, credit, buying a home, selling a home. We've got charities in here. We got a packed show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to start the show. I'm going to start with Frank, even though we usually go ladies first. I want you to introduce Meg. So Frank Wazalewski from Access. But first, hold on. I got a bone to pick here with Andy. Andy, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
All right. So I get a text message from Rich Dykstra Sr. He had a little heart surgery this past week. He had a stent replaced, okay? So I got a guy here with a bad heart saying, can you please remind Kleppen there's two major league soccer teams. His memory's going because he doesn't realize Kleppen doesn't do sports except Packer stuff, all right? So he's all Chicago Fire. I'm in Houston to watch the Red Stars take on the Houston Dash tonight. So I got a guy with a heart condition who's an expert on the show, would like some star updates. Can you satisfy his needs?
I have been all morning.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Dykstra. Thanks for listening. All right, go back to sleep. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it back to Frank now. So there, check the box there, Dykstra. I took care of it, all right? So what? Who's Meg? Why do we have Meg in here? And what are you doing with Meg?
So Meg and her partner came up and introduced themselves to us at the Abilities Expo, which occurred at the end of June, and told us about their program that they are bringing to Chicago from South Carolina called Welcome Home Angel. And it's an exciting program that Meg is doing in order to help children and families with disabilities. And we couldn't be, as Access as a whole and all of our employees, couldn't be more excited to assist them with what they're doing. And I'd let Meg talk more about what the actual program is.
So, Meg, you're famous. I mean, I've been on WGN TV every once in a while.
Depends on who you're talking to.
Well, I mean, she's got
a show. If you were famous, you wouldn't have to tell us.
She had a show on HGTV.
No, I was told that before.
I understand.
Joe, if you're famous, you wouldn't have to tell me.
Listen, it's my voice, actually. That people recognize more than they recognize me. So
you had a show on HGTV.
I did. I won HGTV's Design Star Season 6, where that's how they find their next talent for their newest show. And I shot here in Chicago, Meg's Great Rooms. Renovating homes, you know, kitchens and living rooms and making a great room. And did that for several years. But I've always been an interior designer and renovating homes for private clients. And I was given the opportunity when I moved to Wilmington, North Carolina, to work with a nonprofit called Welcome Home Angel. I was always kind of taught that you should give back. Yep. In your life with using your passion. And
the
when John Kaiser,
back, the
our
you
founder,
get.
There you go.
Yep.
It's the law of the universe. It's how it works. You can't get without giving. And so John Kaiser, our founder, 15 years ago, started this organization based off of Extreme Home Makeover, the famous TV show we've all seen where they renovate homes. And here we are, 15 years later, we are expanding nationally, and I'm a Chicago girl, so I'm bringing, as board president of this national organization, I'm now bringing the first expansion chapter to Chicago.
We're going to talk about more after the break, so if our listeners want to learn about your organization, your charity, what's the charity's name, and where they go?
They go to our website, welcomehomeangel.com. We also are on social media. And you can learn about how we change a room and change a life.
All right. George, I'm going to mess this name up, George. Argyris?
Argyris.
Hang on. It helps if I bring you up. George Argyris.
Argyris, yes.
Argyris. All right. Not bad.
That was
bad.
Pretty good.
I was pretty close.
Yes, you were.
George Argyris. Can tell everybody how to navigate lower Wacker Drive, if anybody would like to know.
Ooh, that was dangerous.
Nobody knows how to do that.
That was dangerous.
Yes. Well, the GPS always takes people to lower Wacker Drive.
It does.
And then your GPS shuts off. Yes. As soon as you get
it
down
there. It tells you to make a left at Columbus.
Right. If you don't know what's going on down there.
Billy Goat Tavern.
Never go.
We'll find you in 2025.
You know, the odd thing is I knew where it was. So I figured, okay, let me just do the GPS just to be safe.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Awesome.
Yeah. Takes you right down to the bedrock is where it takes
you. It does. We're also used to using it. Even when we know where we're going,
exactly.
We still put it in there.
Yep.
We don't remember numbers. I used to be like Rain Man. I remembered everybody's number.
Forget
now I don't
about
remember
it.
My own kid's name.
100%. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you 100%.
Do you do any decks or anything?
Yes, we do. We do about one or two.
You're with, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm with Deck Tech.
Okay.
President of Deck Tech. We've been around for 32 years. We do one or two decks a year.
Yeah. I'm super stoked to have you in here because I've been hearing your commercials for
so
God knows how long.
It's good to meet you.
Right. It's great,
great to meet
you.
I looked forward to it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known it by me being late. But
no, it's all right. It's all right. Fashionably late. If our listeners want, we're going to talk about decking and all the different designs and upkeep and service that you do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
From restoration to installation to minor repairs and so forth. I could get into it now.
You will, not now, but
okay.
I got to hit a break.
David will tell you when to talk.
No, it's not like that.
We've done this before.
Exactly.
No. What's your website?
It's ducktechinc.com.
All right, we're going to get back to all of the different things you do, I promise. And if anybody's got questions about their deck, you got pictures of your deck that you want George to check out, servicing, renovating, building, you got a space outside, send in the pictures so George can see. 312-981-7200. The website, if our listeners want to get more information.
RestoreYourDeck.com.
RestoreYourDeck.com. Well, next to you is Mr. Floor. So we have Mr.
Awesome.
Decking over here. We have Mr. Floor, Igor Marac.
Good morning, David.
What are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about why we have been flooded with calls as to why people's floors are actually buckling, which is kind of an interesting phenomenon that goes on. Very specifically in Chicago, very specifically, really, regionally in the Midwest. But why are people's floors buckling in the summertime?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, and the
I'd
design
like
lady
this.
Over
I have
here.
A lot of clients. Yeah.
Okay.
Call me up.
There
They're like, God, do I need new flooring?
Yeah.
Right.
So our phone rings off the hook with that question, David. So we'll get into a lot more about why that's happening.
I have a surprise for you during the noon hour, which I will not tell you what it is. I will tease you.
Oh,
so you have to sit there for the next hour and 45 minutes wondering.
And
Stu?
Okay.
No.
Nope. Right.
If our listeners want to reach
it's just to make you stay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your Uber's downstairs, so you might want to call him off and,
done.
And tell him to come back.
No problem.
If our listeners want to reach out, what's the best way to reach out?
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Welcome back.
MegaPros.com.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
It's an original.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, that's when Mega was founded.
1937, yeah. When you were born?
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no problem. You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Yeah. 312, if our listeners want to reach out to you and talk to you about your fine organization, I already gave the website.
MegaPros.com.
Thanks, Dave.
That's good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Frank and Meg. Talk about the charity that they have. 312-981-7200. I did say charity. I don't know why I said charity.
It is.
I don't know why. So, Kleppen, back off. I already corrected it.
In Florida.
In Florida. Florida's right because I'm from New York.
New Jersey.
It's Jersey, not New Jersey. Get with it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-9817. D200 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Couple of texters already checking in here. You ready for this? Loved my experience with Deck Tech. Great carpenters that did an excellent job. 630.
Nice job, George.
Another 630. How much do you have to pay WGN for this 4-hour show?
Here. I'm aggravated with that too, David, because I'm waiting for my check. I thought they were paying me.
They're right. I don't know, Texter, but thanks for listening. Yeah, we obviously. Great.
When you find out when I'm going to get my check.
Yeah, let us know. And it's only a 3-hour show. So if you're going to text us mean things, at least text us accurate mean things.
I want to get paid for 4 hours.
4 hours. That would be nice.
Yes.
The hell's
I'll
going on?
For one, right?
Yeah. Since I'm famous, so I get paid more.
No. Oh, yeah. There you go with the famous.
You can't tell us you're famous. You got to be famous.
I didn't tell any of you that I was. Yeah, you did. Just assumed I was. No,
Welcome Home Angel is a charity. Bring it back here. Is a charity that helps challenged children or young adults that have mobility challenges.
Or life-altering conditions.
Life-altering conditions. And that's welcomehomeangel.com. Correct. You've teamed up with Frank at Access, who is our go-to mobility challenged expert the show. And why don't you guys talk about what you're doing and how you're incorporating Frank and how our listeners could help you. Coming back after the break, we're going to throw it over to George at Deck Tech. So
great.
You go ahead. Your dime, your dance floor.
So what we do at Welcome Home Angel is actually we need everything that Frank already does. We renovate these homes to make them accessible and safe, as well as take care of the emotional needs of the family as well. So everything that Frank does, from lifts and track systems to bathrooms. I mean, bathrooms are probably the most dangerous place for a lot of our children and young adults. Our organization helps up to age 21. But the problem is that these children, it's not a problem, but they're going to live in that home for the rest of their lives, and they're going to grow into large adults.
Sure.
And adult size. And when they're little, fine, the parents can get them out of the bathtub on their own, but they're getting bigger. And that's where we bring in Frank, and he'll put in the lift system to get them into, you know, the renovated shower where they can be, you know, bathed properly, where no one's going to throw their back out. Because really, these are their caregivers for life as well. They need to stay safe and healthy. So we,
Who would qualify for this type of organization's services? And where do they go to either donate or apply to be considered to the resources?
Great question. So our website, it's all on there. You can donate, which we need the money to be able to do these renovations, because we fill that void that insurance and some of these waiver programs don't help with. But you can also refer a child, refer your own child, apply yourself or your neighbor, or if you're a medical care provider, social worker, if you know of anyone. Now, as far as who qualifies, the only people that don't qualify, the only children that would not, is if there is a living situation where, for example, they don't own their own home. So, but we do other levels. We do all levels. We do large renovations to middle to just aesthetic makeovers, because we also work with sensory and technology for autism. And
one question then Frank wants to, he has got a follow-up question because he held up his hand that our listeners can't see. What's your definition of a young adult? So how old, what age is qualified?
Sure. We usually start about age three up to age 21.
Okay. All right, Frank, you wanted to add something?
So Meg, what's the total cost of the family to have this done?
Well, we try to not put any cost onto the family. Right. So we try to cover all of it. It's not like an HGTV makeover show where we're like, oh, you want better appliances? Then you got to put in an extra 10 grand. I mean, a lot of these families are already hurting because all their money and savings go to these, you know, medical expenses and making sure they're trying to keep their child alive and safe. Right. So even a regular hardworking middle class family with two incomes, if they have a child that goes to a birthday party and they come out of that swimming pool paralyzed.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. Right? We've got one that's now has to stay home and take care of that child. They're taking care of all the medical bills. They're trying to get them into therapy. And before you know it, they're destitute. And so that's where we come in. We widen doorways. We add ramps, put in good flooring. So both of you guys down at the end of the table here can really jump in and help us with some of these makeovers.
Yeah, because we'd be happy to.
We need ramps accessibility. These parents are taking their child out of a wheelchair, walking up the steps, setting them down, going down, getting the wheelchair, bringing it up, can't get them through their own doorways.
And we were talking, and we got 1 minute before the break, so I just want to throw this out there. We were talking leading up to the show, like you mentioned earlier, a 3-year-old turns into a 13-year-old, turns into a 20-year-old.
40-year-old.
A 40-year-old. So, I mean, as the child gets older, and the parents who are also getting older are transitioning them from wheelchair or, you know, whatever type of mobile device, scooter, whatever, into their bed, into the shower, into whatever, it's into the
difficult.
Car, into the house, it puts a taxing pressure on the parent or the caretaker as the child gets older.
We just
older.
Had a mom throw out her back.
Yeah.
And then who's going to take care of the child? Who's going
to
bring in?
Right. You know, it's single so mom, important single to take parent. Care of the caregiver.
Yep.
All right, so far, and you're going to stay throughout the show.
Sure.
Even though you don't want to, we're going to handcuff to
the chair. I got to go to work.
Chair. Don't worry about it.
What is this?
All right, we got to hit the news. Well, website real quick again.
Welcomehomeangel.com.
All right, we already got calls coming in, George, for you. Gene out in Rolling Meadows has got a question. Look at this. He walks in 10 minutes late. He's got text messages and phone calls. He's going to set a trend for every new guest, Joe.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on here.
I'm a little worried.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. We're going to pick up Gene from Rolling Meadows after the break. Hang tight, Gene. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Megapro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That previously mentioned number is the Megapro's call, text, and photo line, which we have been getting bombed with. So the person that the listener, Joe, who mentioned the four-hour show, said nice reply, but seriously, I called MegaPros about building a full porch on my salt box colonial home in Naperville to learn that they don't do Naperville. Any plans to? You haven't done Naperville in a long time.
It really is a problem for us to get to, right, George? I was just talking to you about going to areas that we don't serve, right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking for people that we can partner with.
Well, here you go.
So we would have to charge too much to get the Naperville.
All right, and I asked George during the break if he does porches, and the answer is
yes, sir.
All right,
and we do the service Naperville.
All right, so you'll go to Naperville. So you got to get a little closer to the mic there, bud. 312-981-7200. Gene in Rolling Meadows. I think this is a record for a new guest to get a call during the first half hour of the show. Hi, Gene. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing as well. I have a question for your deck tech president.
Yep.
I've used the deck tech services twice over several years, and I made a mistake. The last time, my handyman said he could do it, and I let him do it, and it looked fine for a while, but he put like a deck paint on deck, and I learned the hard way. It wasn't as easy to clean, and now it is peeling. My concern is now if I bring deck tech in again, can they get all this off with power washing and put your good stain stuff that penetrates the wood on again, or are you going to just be able to put that paint on it now?
So Gene here, George, used you two times, very happy, goes off the reservation, and now her beautiful work that you did is completely not good, and she's not happy. And can you resurrect your beautiful job that she went and kind of tried to wreck? Yes or no?
Yes, we can. We would definitely need to see it. There are some variables that will come into effect. But the nice thing is that it sounds like you had a solid stain applied over our penetrating oil sealant. So it never really bonded. So that's a win-win for you and for us. What we'll have to do is put a gel stripper on there, mask the entire house off, wash it off. Now, we'll wind up getting between 90 to 99% of that paint off. What you'll see is there'll be some cracks in the wood that it just got in there and we just couldn't get it out. Might be some areas in the knots that we just can't sand out. And then you're also going to have some areas on the sides of the boards that you might see a little bit of it. But in time, you're going to have to redo the deck 2-3 years later. And that little bit that's still left on there, that 1-3%, I know it sounds small, but sometimes that could be a lot when your whole deck looks great and then you got a couple speckles here and there. will all come off. So just a little bit of patience, and you get back to that beautiful wood.
Gene, are you technologically challenged like me, or can you take a picture and text it?
I'm totally technically challenged, like, okay. And I won't, not like you. I'm a senior citizen by quite a bit, and okay. I'm lucky. I'm using my smartphone. How's
okay,
that?
That's totally cool. So what we'll do is we'll take down your information. George will call you after the show. Consultations are complimentary?
Yes, they are.
All right. So George will send out a member of his team to check out your deck and help you out there. Gene, how's that?
Oh, fine. I do want to give a good kudos to Deck Tech. The jobs they did were wonderful, and I highly recommend them. And maybe if nothing else, some other learner or a listener will learn, don't do what I did. Don't try to just put a deck paint over it, because it was a mistake, not a fatal mistake, but just stick with Deck Tech all the way.
All right, no problem. And George, if she completely screwed it up, you'll be more than happy to replace all of her work and rebuild it from scratch.
It's not necessary. No. Okay. Funny, but not necessary.
No. Seriously. Okay. Thank you very
all right,
much.
Thank you for choosing Deck Tech.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, Gene. 312-981-7200. How many of those types of calls do you get throughout the year? Because this is your busy season, right? This is your Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, right? I mean, you're staining decks when it's 14 below outside. So this is your make or break time in this type of weather, in this type of time of the year. How many of those type of calls did you get?
Dave, that's a great question. We get a lot of them. We get a lot of them on new decks. We get a lot of them on decks that we've done. But let's just start with the new decks. We get homeowners will invest thousands of dollars in a brand new deck. They're told wait 3, 6, 9 months. Then they go stain it. And they walk into a local hardware store, J.C. Licks, Home Depot, and somebody says, okay, put the semi-transparent down. The issue is when they put a semi-transparent down on a new wood surface, it looks phenomenal. It looks just absolutely great. You can't say that they did anything wrong, especially if they applied it properly in the right weather conditions. The issue begins when the product starts to fail. 12 months, 18 months, the product starts to fail.
And failing, you mean what?
In appearance, it's starting to gray out. Okay. And also, you'll see that it'll start lifting in areas because the semi partially penetrates the wood, partially sits on top of the wood as a bonding agent. When it starts to fail, most homeowners don't know the difference, so they'll just go get a little bit of cleaner, put it on there, and go back to the same paint store and throw another layer on top of it. And at that point in time, they have a full body stain that lifts and peels. Mm-hmm. And acts and looks like a paint or a stain, and they don't longer see the wood. The only way to get around that is to properly take that semi-transparent stain that you put on 18 months 100% off. And the only way they're going to do that is by applying a chemical, stripping it down, sanding it, and then sealing it. Most homeowners that we know aren't willing to go that distance. They're willing to go ahead and put another layer on top of it, and then it's peeling, and then they finally call us and say, hey, how do we get this off?
I saw Igor cringing when Gene was on the phone, because you don't know Igor yet. I've known Igor for 5 years. He's been part of the show for over 5 years. We get these calls on the show for indoor wood, and now we're getting the calls for the outdoor woods,
right. Yeah.
Because it, you know, wood is wood, and it's a living organism there. And listen, our listeners could do it, but it's not done professionally.
Correct.
It's completely different.
Wood is not a living organism.
What?
Wood.
Well, just go with it. Nobody knows.
It's not, though, Igor, right?
We're not going to get into the weeds on that. But to Dave's point, we do get a lot of calls for interior problems, just like what George is talking about.
Yeah. I mean,
100%. The issue that we run into, it's not so much the homeowners, though, doing it. I get it if the homeowner goes out there and puts an inferior product, or if the homeowner wants tangerine green, they get tangerine green. The problem is you have contractors, ma, pa, local painter.
Chuck in the truck.
Goes there, puts it down, really isn't responsible for it, says, okay, it's done. And then a year later, they're dealing with something that they have no solution for.
If you stained it professionally, and if our listeners called you, how long would your application last?
Great question. Now, that's going to be a varying degree. If you get a new wood surface, new cedar deck, it could go 18 months to 24 months, depending on the coverage from the shade.
Sure.
What kind of furniture they have, what kind of dogs they have. Let's fast forward a little bit. You take a deck that's 10 years old, it's going to go 2 to 3 years. You take a deck that's 15 or 20 years old, it could go over 3 years before you have to wash and recoat it.
You've got decks in service that are over 10, 15 years old.
We have decks that we've been in business for 32 years. We have a couple homeowners that call us every year religiously or every other year to service the horizontals. Because the thing is, with our product, once we start servicing it and we do the whole deck, the rail system doesn't wear the same as the horizontals do. So you get it on a cycle, eventually you could just do the horizontals.
What's the horizontals? Explain what
the floors,
flooring, okay.
The steps, and the top rails.
Got it.
So your costs will eventually come down.
Okay. Well, there you go. 312-981. We got to take a quick break here.
That makes sense.
Well, we'll come back with deck talk after these messages with the owner of Deck Tech, George, from, how do you pronounce your last name again?
Arguris.
Arguris from Deck Tech. It'll take me a month, right, Frank?
I would say closer to 3 months.
To get that right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got a decking question. We've got George Arguidis. How'd I do?
No.
Perfect.
Arguidis?
Perfect. You're good.
We got. See?
It took me 20 years to figure it out. 312-981-7200.
That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenheim isn't saying
that's not my name.
Gooderham. How would you pronounce it?
Gooderham.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just like wood's a living organism, and then you just roll right past and everybody's like, what the hell did he just say?
No, but why would we say things like
that? I don't know.
Igor correct you? It's like,
it's not my place. You know, I didn't want to jump. Listen, he's the host. I don't want to get.
How many times has he corrected you?
Actually, you know what? You're right.
Okay. 3 weeks ago, we invaded Norway. Okay, so I made the mistake there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You were, MegaPros Joe, you and George were talking about something.
It was private.
I know it was private, but, you know, what question was it about decking and different types of material?
So right now, I think it's interesting, George, your business is really set up for that routine maintenance. And
yes.
you've really knocked that thing out. I love the fact that you said it can actually get cheaper with continued maintenance, right?
Yes.
But I think that's important. But you also have the capabilities of doing these three-story porches in Chicago.
And,
correct. I would refer that. Could you do Naperville?
We do. We all do right. Quite a bit.
So please understand, I can't go everywhere. You can't go everywhere.
But what is your service territory, Jordan?
Right.
So we're currently servicing the entire Chicagoland area. And we do Northwest Indiana and the southern part of Wisconsin.
Pleasant Prairie?
Okay, so Pleasant Prairie.
I got a text message here. Deck Tech Service, Southeast Wisconsin, Pleasant Prairie, ?
Yep. Yes.
I think I made the same mistake as your caller Gene did. So I think you're going to have a lot of correction transactions coming up where and that's why we're here for the show. Listen, you could call this whatever you want. Mm-hmm. We're here for 3 hours to help our listeners with their home challenges. Gene's out there. She made a mistake. You put the deck in. You serviced the deck. She had her handyman, according to Gene, put this product down that was crap. And now she's calling. It happens. It's not just Gene. It's tens of thousands of our listeners. They've heard your commercial like I have hundreds, if not thousands of times, and they make the same mistake. So here, I got another one right here, another tech. Why would somebody put solid color stain on a horizontal surface? I'm old school. I know you can match solid and semi-color. I would love grain look on horizontal surface, solid peels. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with him, but so does semi-transparent.
Oh, there you go.
It does.
So semi-transparent, the semi part will peel.
Yeah, so
right?
Really what happens, the first coat is not going to peel right away, but eventually over time it'll mm-hmm. fail, and then you'll start seeing that flaking. But when you add another coat on top of it, you in essence have a full body stain. And what most homeowners will do is add two or three coats on there and say, hey, come and get this stuff off. It's peeling. And that's where we run into the situation. Okay, it's not an issue. It just has to be properly identified, and then we'll go ahead and remove the stain off it.
There's some people that are talking about a new oil product, meaning it's an oil that soaks in. Is it?
You know, it might be with the Brazilian, where they just use an oil. And Brazilian hardwood, the Ipe wood, it's a dense wood, it's a hardwood, mm-hmm. very expensive. The biggest downside that we run into is you're limited in products, and they recommend that you use that oil. And the issue that we have with it, and most homeowners have with it, once they're educated on it, is that it lasts 3 to 6 months, and it goes from that brand new deck to gray.
To silver, yep.
And it's in 3 to 6 months, it's cycled out. And it's extremely expensive to maintain. And then, boom, you don't even get a summer out of
gotcha.
It. And you're back to square one.
No, good advice. Dave, you got a Brazilian, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a Brazilian before my trip to the Grand Cayman.
That's what I thought.
I looked fantastic. Yeah, it just
mentioned Brazilian,
me feel clean.
And I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
That's where it was.
Yeah. It's the EP.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was at the Russian bath that we went to.
Yipei is about $18 a square foot. Is that correct?
I'd have to check, but it I would venture to say it's that, and maybe even more.
Some of that composite
it's crazy.
Is too.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you? Igor's going to talk about the price of lumber going up, but he had a bunch of inventory and all that stuff. He's going to talk about that after the break. What are you seeing? We got a minute before the top of the hour break here. Where are you seeing costs for decking and to do decks and porches and all that other stuff that you guys do?
Well, you know, our product is an oil product, and we use a lot of oils and mineral spirits. So I believe towards the fall time, hopefully with that invasion that's going on in the Ukraine, hopefully that'll start to subside at some point in time, and gas prices, oil prices will start to level off and come down. If that happens, our material costs will come down. As far as the lumber cost, you know, I don't know how much lower they're going to go. It seems like everybody's just fixed at this number.
Meaning it's cycled back down, but like you talked about, it's holding its own.
Yeah, I mean, its transportation fees are just too high right now.
Sure.
Yes.
And listen, $5 a gallon gas plus, you got to haul that wood over to your shop, and then you got to get it from your shop over to the home of the listener putting in a deck or a porch or whatever they're doing. You got to pass those costs on.
Yeah.
You can't absorb them, or else you'll go out of business.
Yeah, fuel, labor costs, they're never going to go back to what they were 2-3 years ago.
Sure. If our listeners want to reach out to you and the fine folks at Deck Tech before we hit the top of the hour news break, what's the best number to reach you?
1-800-956-3325.
You're working 7 days a week, or you guys give your team off weekends?
You know, we're seasonal, so we have to go as the weather goes.
You're working, right. If the sun's up and it's dry, you're working.
Absolutely.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line will be open during the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe just sent me a text. I will not show you pictures of my Brazilian, even though you would like to. That's kind of disgusting. 312-981.
I didn't mean to show that text. That's a different Joe. I think that's
a different Joe.
That other Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's a different Joe.
That's not my text.
It was a listener, Joe.
I'm telling you right now.
In Sheboygan. You got sick Joes up there in Sheboygan. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Texter sent in a text from 815. Does MegaPro's PermaSeal and Deck Tech come to Joliet or Joliet? So, Igor, we'll throw you in, and Access will throw you in, and Meg will throw you in. Ladies first, does WelcomeHomeAngel.com go to Joliet?
We do.
Okay.
So we are an Illinois chapter, and we are not creating sort of a perimeter yet because we are launching here now, and we want to kind of see where the children are that we need help.
Right.
We just have to find the contractors and people in those areas to support the renovations.
Frank, so basically anywhere they can apply from.
Absolutely.
Okay. In the land of Lincoln, from Chicago down to Carbondale and all points in between. Does Access go to Joliet?
Yes, we do. Every square inch of Illinois.
All right, George, Joliet?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Joe's going to be coming down there, too.
for a second.
Joe's shaking his head no.
Joe, you go to Joliet?
Igor,
I was going to do last.
No, ask him first.
Igor, do you go to Joliet?
We absolutely do.
Oh, right. My goodness.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Just break it.
Joe will go to Joliet for a sandwich. He can't get down there economically.
He needs a reason to go.
My guys down there, the trucks and the tools. What?
Go for the racetrack.
Yeah, I'll go there.
Right,
I just went
there.
To Eagle River, Wisconsin. Right. I'll go anywhere.
Right, it doesn't make sense for your crews to go down there.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah. All right, Igor, over to you. Typically in the wintertime, we get calls on the show. My floor is separating, and the answer is adjust your you turn your humidistat on and humidifier on. Adjust your humidistat and bring in humidity into your house. Now in the summertime, you got the opposite going on. So talk about the challenges and the calls you're getting right now.
Yeah, so Dave, we it's interesting. We send out two newsletters. We actually send out more than two, but it's two specific newsletters every year. One is in late October, and one is basically in like early April.
Okay.
And what we're basically telling our clients is how to properly prepare their home for both winter and for summer. And the reason we do that specifically, and we get a huge response, a lot of questions, a lot of calls, on specifically what we talk about in those newsletters is humidification or dehumidification, right? So right now, our phones are ringing off the hook with people concerned that their floors are actually buckling. And what a buckled floor, in essence, is doing is it's almost like a teepee that rises up somewhere in your home, somewhere in a room. It could be in the middle of a room. It could be on the side of a room. But in essence, what's happening is if you're not properly dehumidifying the air in your home, the ambient air is containing so much moisture that the wood, even though it's not a living, breathing organism, as we...
That David Hochberg said an hour ago.
That's right. So even though it's not that, it is, and here comes your favorite word, Joe, it is hygroscopic.
I had one of those.
Okay.
Did you ever get one of those?
Yeah, that was my garage band name.
Yes. No, hygroscopic, you know, where they put a camera?
No. That's a little different.
No. That's a colonoscopy.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were... That's a different show. Yeah, that's a different show. Actually, it's not. It's Joe's segment coming
up. Well, you know.
Joe's colonoscopy at the bottom of the hour.
That's okay.
Okay, so hygroscopic.
Okay, so what that means is, so wood will actually absorb and release moisture, you know, from the ambient air. So if you take a piece of wood, right, and you dip it in a bucket of water, you know what's going to happen. It's going to swell and swell significantly. However, if you... take that same piece of wood and you put it in a room where the environment is moist, where the relative humidity in that home is 60, 70, 80%, it can actually absorb that same moisture and also swell. So the buckling that we're hearing and seeing right now in the Chicagoland area is for people that are not properly dehumidifying their home. They may not be running air conditioning. They may be running the air conditioning at a higher temperature. We saw a client just a few days ago. She likes it 84, 85 degrees in her home.
Wait, why?
Sounds like my mom.
That's true. You know, it's personal preference. But she called us not because of that issue. She called us because her floor is buckling. So we came out and we knew exactly what was kind of to be expected. We walked in, we took a thermal hygrometer, which measures relative humidity and temperature, and she was at 84 degrees, and she was at 68% relative humidity.
Oh my God.
So it was like walking into a subtropical environment. Well, the problem with
that... Which is twice as much as what it should typically be.
Well,
right?
The maximum required amount, or the maximum allowable amount, is 50% relative humidity.
Okay.
So if we're above 50%, that signifies expansion. And so that floor is doing exactly what its sort of physics tells it to do, and that is it's going to look for an equilibrium point and is going to absorb that excess moisture out of that moist air until it reaches that equilibrium point. But the reason that the floor will buckle is because we leave what's referred to as an expansion joint when we install a wood floor at the perimeter of every single room. Wood floors are never allowed to touch a wall, a column, cabinetry, anything like that. It's always... You know, we always leave an expansion joint. Well, that expansion joint, if that floor is in the state of expansion, is going to get used up. It's going to get filled up by, you know, that incremental movement of every single one of those boards. And once it's used up and it's actually in physical contact with the walls, it'll actually start to then reverberate, so to speak, like a ripple in a pool. It'll come back to the center. And once it does that, you'll actually see the floor physically lifting up off the floor to the point where it's almost like a speed bump in your living room. And that is the sort of the manifestation of that moist environment.
Is it fixable?
So it is fixable.
Hold that thought because I got to hit a break.
Yeah.
So let's tease that, how to fix it after the break. And Joe, I know you like teepees. It's a problem of yours, so... So listen closely on how to get... I'll draw a picture. 312981...
Eagle River. I was up in Eagle River.
I know you were.
I'll tell you that.
312981...
There's teepees out
there. Where'd you
go? Eagle River. do you know where Eagle River is?
I do.
Do you like it?
I haven't been there in about 30 years.
Yeah, I haven't been there in about 6.5 hours.
312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about how to get the water out of your floors, so the speed bump that you have in the middle of your floors can be rectified. 312-981-7200. We're going to answer that question and give you those solutions after these messages. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line if you have any questions for any of our in-studio panel of experts. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you would like our listener, if you'd like our experts to look at your home challenges, please give us a call at 312-981-7200 or text your photos to that same number. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any residue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about residue?
Now you're just making it worse.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What does that residue?
You know, they warned me that it was going to be queued up.
Hey, George, if you ever make a mistake, which is highly unlikely because you're a professional, we're going to capture it, and it'll be a rejoin, and you'll be hearing it for years.
It's a hazardous.
Absolutely.
It's a hazy residue there, Joe.
Okay.
You know.
It's a good thing I got experience next to me, or else I'd keep talking.
Well, you're sandwiched between two experts on our show that never make mistakes, Frank and Igor. Right. Never make an error. So let's talk about speed bumps in the middle of your living room, because you're not setting your home properly. Go ahead.
Right. So where we left off before we went on break is, you know, we talked about why the floor will expand, why the floor will actually buckle. Now the question is, everybody kind of raised their hand, you know, well, what do you do now that you've got the speed bump? So generally speaking, what we recommend is to modify the environment to allow the floor to actually return back to its pre-expanded state. And the way you modify that environment is you have two options. You either dehumidify. So, for example, the lady that likes it 84, 85 degrees in her home, she can leave it at that temperature, but then she just needs to run a physically standalone dehumidifier to actually dehumidify the air. So
even if you keep it at 84, you could still dry out the
room. You could still dry out the room by dehumidifying that space. So gotcha. We need to get her back down to under 50% relative humidity for an extended period of time to allow that floor to return back to its equilibrium point.
If you're at 84%, right, how long would it take with a strong dehumidifier to get her back to an allowable limit for her floor to smooth out and not have the speed bump?
So it depends. It actually depends on what's happening outside. So remember, the dehumidifier is trying to counteract what Mother Nature's doing outdoors, right? So if it's particularly rainy, if it's particularly, you know, it's been raining for 3, 4, 5 days, you can run that dehumidifier. All you're doing is keeping the floor where it's currently sort of, you know, where it is currently.
Right.
But in order to really dehumidify, you're going to have to really run that dehumidifier for an extended period of time. It could be a matter of weeks, in some cases even months, to really get that floor to relax. Because, again, it's incremental change, Dave, on an individual plank-by-plank basis.
I will, just to build upon that.
Yeah.
You know, we built the house. It was our first winter. We didn't turn our humidifier on. So our floors kind of contracted, and we had huge gaps.
Right.
And I'm just like, all right, Igor, gaps. I heard it 700 times.
Yeah.
It'll come back. So we jacked it. You know, we turned on the humidifier or whatever. But over the summer, all the gaps closed.
Right.
And we had about an eighth of an inch gap. It was a pretty big gap, Igor.
Right.
And through the entire length of the house, and they closed up.
So, Dave, we talk about it on the show regularly.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, it all starts with properly acclimated wood. Right. So, you know that we have this acclimation facility where we acclimate all of our raw lumber. So it stays at a very specific, very tight temperature and humidity range to make sure that once it's installed, that it behaves correctly. However,
is that unique just to what you do, or are there other companies that have it?
We think we're the only ones really in the area that does it. Okay. I'm not aware of anybody else, you know, doing it. Most everybody else, we'll just drop it off in somebody's home and leave it there. But
that's
what are they really doing?
Acclimate it in the house.
Yeah, but are you really acclimating
it's too
short
to? Of a time, right?
Not only that, but what are you acclimating it to? Right? We control.
Explain the process real quick for our new listeners.
So when we bring in raw lumber, the manufacturer or the mill has milled it and has dried it in a kiln. Okay, and this goes for pretty much all lumber. I think maybe even some of the lumber you guys use at Dektek, right? So for us, it's even more critical because it's living indoors. We want to make sure that it's acclimated to a very specific range. So when the kiln dries it, they dry it to between 6 and 8% moisture content, which means if we pin it, we put a moisture meter in it, that is what the mill will do for the Midwest because of our climate. If it's Florida, they'll actually acclimate it or kiln dry it to about 9 to 12% because of the higher relative humidity year-round in the southern states. So in the Midwest, it's between 6 and 8%. We want to keep it there because that is the sweet spot acclimation-wise for what is happening in our climate here in terms of the highs and lows of our temperature and relative humidity scale seasonally.
Okay.
So when we acclimate the wood, we keep it in a static environment year-round. We acclimate up and down depending on when we're ready to install. And you know, Dave, we operate year-round, right? So in the winter, we acclimate down. In the summer, we acclimate up. But never past 50% relative humidity, never lower than 30% relative humidity, never lower than 6% moisture content, never higher than 8 or 9% moisture content on that wood. If the wood is kept in stasis and it's installed correctly, and you maintain that relative humidity environment of 30 to 50%, your floor should not move at all, year-round.
So the humidity level in Meg's house, as opposed to Frank's house, as opposed to George's house, or Joe's or my house, will fluctuate, and you'll come out and measure it, then go back to the shop, put the wood that's coming to my home in this room to acclimate it to my home.
We'll actually go one step further. Our production staff will come out to your home prior to us delivering our wood, our acclimated wood, to you and make sure that your environmental conditions are within the required range. Okay. And if they're not, we're going to ask you to change them.
Oh, nice.
So if it's too moist or too humid, we're going to ask you to dehumidify or turn on your air conditioning. If it's the winter time, we'll ask you to turn on a humidifier.
Yes.
If, you know, we walk into people's homes regularly where it's 15% relative humidity in the home in the winter.
That was my home.
That's dry.
That's why my floor shrank. Yeah. And I'm looking at it. I'm calling Dykstra. I'm like, what am I doing? He's like, turn on the humidifier, you moron.
Yeah. Rich and I talk about it all the time. Yeah. I mean, you know.
About Hackberg?
No.
They should.
We should.
There's a lot to talk about.
But, Dave, I do want to point out one other very important thing. So the third element, right, we talked about acclimated wood. We talked about maintaining your relative humidity in the home. The third part or the third reason that sometimes we get calls for floors that are buckling or cupping. Joe, you and I off air, we talked about cupping, is incorrect maintenance. A bucket of water and a mop is absolutely the surest way to ruin a wood floor. Hmm. Okay? If you oversaturate that wood floor or you wet mop a wood floor and you don't clean off that excess moisture, that wood has no choice but to absorb that water from that bucket. And if you're doing it regularly, you have young kids running around, dogs, pets, and you're constantly cleaning that floor, you will oversaturate that floor, and that floor will swell, and it will cup, and it will cause buckling. So keep in mind what we always talk about on the show, MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, and try our cleaning products. That'll eliminate that issue.
708, please ask Mr. Floor if there is a product that they can use to take off heavy wax buildup on their wood floor.
So you can actually use our Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner, and it will gently and properly over time remove that heavy wax buildup. We never, by the way, recommend waxing a wood floor if there's a urethane coating underneath it. Now, if your floor is waxed without a urethane coating, then yeah, you want to continue to re-wax it. But generally speaking, these polyurethanes are so durable, you don't ever need to apply any wax-based product over it.
847, a minute before the break, so quick answer. Given the humidity variations, what is the best time of year to have your floors refinished?
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. So the thing we're going to check is we're going to check the moisture content of your floor. And off air, Joe and I were talking about, you know, there are two sort of ways that the floor will move. There's crowning where the edges are raised, and then there's also, or cupping, I'm sorry, where the edges are raised, and then there's crowning where the middle of the plank is raised. So if you're sanding a wood floor that is wet or moist in the middle of summer, there's a very good chance that you may actually cause what's called crowning, where you've now removed the edges and the middle raises up in the wintertime when their floor begins to recontract.
And I will tell, we ought to hit a break here. Yep. If our listeners want to reach you, what's the best number?
Give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com.
And you, while we were on winter break 3 years ago, redid all of our entire floors.
Yeah.
Fixed the floors that needed to be fixed, sanded and stained the entire house. In the middle of December,
yeah,
going into January before we came home.
You were sitting in a pool drinking your margaritas. Pina colada.
Frozen. With the frozen. I don't drink pina colada.
All right.
I go margaritas. I would. There's nothing wrong.
I understand. Do you get the skinny margarita?
No, there's no. You go with the real thing.
No, seriously.
No, come I don't on. Go. I don't go. And Dave, there's nothing wrong with men drinking pina coladas. They're just 1,200 calories a cup.
No, but I'm saying, so the skinny margarita works for you.
I don't know what they put
I don't
in
even know what a skinny margarita is.
It's got to do with something.
I'll tell you, everyone out there has moved to skinny margaritas.
I don't really care. I just want a margarita. I got a mix in my office.
I just
here.
Like the
312-981-7200. We got text messages coming in for everybody on the panel after the break. George, I got one here. Dykstra's got one. He's not even here. Meg, we got a question about your charity. 312-981-7200. Joe, we even have one for you as well.
Come on.
Yes. David right. said rectified. Does that have anything to do with Joe's colonoscopy?
Yeah, absolutely, David.
Stay
has a
tuned
lot to
for
do
those answers. 312-981-7847. Texture of the show right there. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thrown over to Donnie in the newsroom.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Follow-up question for you, Mr. Flora, then we're going to open up. On a day like today, I enjoy the fresh air, even if it's humid out. Okay? No AC and no dehumidifier. Sounds like a problem for my hardwood floors. Can you confirm?
So I think that the correct way to look at this is, you know, opening the balcony door or your windows, you know, once in a while and just letting the humidity in. That's not what we're referring to. I'm talking about, you know, maintaining 84 degrees and 68% relative humidity
for
in your
a
home
month
for two, you know, for the whole summer.
Yeah.
Right. So your floor doesn't stand the chance. Once in a while here and there, if she opens the windows today and then closes them up, you know, at night and turns the air conditioning back on. That's
she doesn't
not
have
issue.
Air conditioning. She said no AC.
Well, then that could be a problem.
We need to get her some.
Yeah.
Well, then she just needs a dehumidifier.
It's already acclimated, though, maybe. Right, it's acclimated to how she lives, and it's not going in and out of.
It all depends on how much expansion has been left at the perimeter of all the rooms, how old that floor is, what its porosity is, what its species is. There's a huge calculation that could be made.
You're getting a little aggravated.
That's why they need to hire you.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but did I'll you see what math. Happened, Meg? He gets that way. He had to repeat himself, and he's like, one more time, I'm going to tell you this.
You see David's eyes glaze over when he started talking all these big words and numbers?
Right,
he's like,
Dave loves it.
I'm just looking at text messages here. Which of your products should I use cleaning engineer? Bamboo floor.
If it's a urethane surface, the Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner would be the correct one for bamboo, hardwood. The vinyl and laminate cleaner is great for those luxury vinyl tiles. And those
I use it in my home.
Yeah. One more time, what do you think of bamboo floor?
Not a fan.
No.
Soft.
Not a fan.
It's so soft.
It's so soft. Friends come over with high heels on and you've got 10,000 dents.
Not only that, but it just does not like our Chicago temperature and humidity swings. It's a grass. It's not a wood, and it doesn't know what to do in our environment. Nope. So it's an industry wide sort of consensus now. But in our opinion, you should not be using bamboo in Chicago.
20 years
or
ago,
invite friends with high heels over.
Right.
Or that.
What should you use?
Hardwood of any type. I mean, all of our domestic species, even some of the South American species.
That's why they call it hardwood.
Absolutely.
Because it's hard.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. Even Brazilian species are fine.
I like pre-engineered floors. What do you think about pre-engineered
floors?
They're
great. Yeah. We do a lot of work with engineered floors and various different species and thicknesses. We like the ones that have a thicker wear layer so we can maintain it and refinish it for clients. So when we install an engineered floor, We'll do it in such a way that we can, you know, if you sell the home to me and I just want to sand and change the color, I should be able to have that ability.
What is thicker? What is thinner?
So 4 millimeter wear layer is what we typically work with.
Okay.
Anything thinner than that, you generally have a hard time refinishing. It's just too thin. It'll actually fall apart in the refinishing process.
What do you think about the new wet guard flooring? Sorry. I'm going to take my own questions here. They have a new wet guard situation.
About a laminate?
No, with the pre-engineered flooring. I just put some in a house in Florida, and it seemed to have some sort of like 20-year wet guard. If you can leave water sitting on it for 24 hours.
Vinyl, though?
It's a little
good. No, it's actually pre-engineered wood. And it's not the glue down kind. It's the floating.
It's the floating,
And it's supposedly water can be on it for 24 hours and not warp
they
it.
They lie a lot in Florida, just so you know.
You can get it here in Chicago, too. Florida, or any of these places.
We lie here, too, but Florida is known for lying.
You know, those types of products, those WebGuard type products, have come and gone probably over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And in many cases, it comes and it goes. Right. So, yeah, I would not.
So when they go to call them for their their warranty, they're no longer in business.
I don't think so, Meg.
Did you read the exclusion list on those warranties?
No.
You know, they're like two, three pages
long. We actually picked it because of the thickness and the color. We wanted the width and the color and all that first. Yeah. That was just an extra.
Oh, fine, you designer lady, but then it's not going to work.
Well, it works. It just, we can't flood the house this time, you know?
You designer lady. There you go. The phrase.
I am the only lady here.
We picked it for the color and the width, not that it's going to work or not.
312-981-7200. Nikki in West Chicago, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how are you guys? Been listening a long time. Big fan.
Oh, thank you.
My question is for the Mega Pros guys. I have a Cape Cod in West Chicago, and before I decide to sell because I need more room, I want to add a, I'm thinking a dormer on the second floor. So it's a Cape Cod with the peak ceilings, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I, for more space, but what's the basic bottom line square footage price to put an addition on?
That's a loaded question.
So, but when you say...
Yeah, I can just tell you, walls and windows with some insulation, period, you know?
So when you say a dormer, you, like a doghouse dormer, just a little projection?
Yeah, you know, like off the roof, peaked, and then walls straight across. I'm thinking I can do a 10 by 30 to 40 long. So it's going to connect two rooms and a bathroom.
So not adding another bathroom, right?
No. Everything existing, plumbing and everything, we're just going to, me and my husband will upgrade everything.
So
we just want the walls, meaning the fully, framing. The,
right. Fully finished?
That means roof, windows, siding, yes.
10 by 30, I'm completely guessing. We do work in West Chicago, but I'm going to say $400 a foot.
$400 a foot finished. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Because you know what? You know, with the price, I would have to take a loan for that. And I'm looking at the home equity line, blah, blah, blah. So you guys are all involved in this.
Yeah. You know? Well, we can help you make, you know, give you information to make sure you've got all the variables to make the right decision.
The other thing is,
I've been listening to you for years. I have all your numbers and names. I just want to lock in when I do it. I just want to do it all at once. But I'm trying to figure out what the best thing.
Are you,
you know, how much am I going to spend?
Are you doing this in preparation of selling, though?
No, no, this is to stay.
Gotcha. Okay.
If I sell, I'm going into something bigger. But
then it's a great idea.
Like
it's a great idea, okay. And I gave you a top number, meaning it would be less than that.
Okay, because I have all the plumbing up there. I have the ductwork.
Well, here, I'll tell you what. Why don't we send Jeremy out? And or you, you know, to check out what Nikki and what Chicago wants to do, and give
so
her-
Nikki, if you wanna meet one of our guys, we can absolutely review it with you.
Oh, that would be awesome! That would be awesome because I don't, you know, it's a great idea. I just don't want to dump $1 million into the joint. You know what I mean? I just want to have some more space.
No, I completely understand.
Yeah, well, here's what we'll do, Nick. We'll put you on hold. Tell the guys what Mr. Floor Cleaning product you'd like as a complimentary gift for calling into the show. And Joe,
you're the first one that got excited. I have to tell you that, Igor.
She's
that
very
was the
excited.
First one that got excited when David says that.
You know, let's send her two. Let's send her two. Nikki, what kind of floors do you have?
House is clean. I have a white oak.
Okay, so that's the wood floor cleaner. Do you have any ceramic tile or vinyl in the house?
I do. I have it in the kitchen.
Okay. Which one? Vinyl or ceramic?
Ceramic.
Okay.
Ceramic.
So we'll send you our tile and grout cleaner, and we'll send you our wood floor cleaner.
All right, Nick.
And for everybody else listening, go to MrFloor.com, use the promo code WGN, and piggyback on a nice discount there.
All right, Nick, we got to take a quick break. David and Vernon Hills, we're going to pick you up after the break for a question for George. 312 from Deck Tech, so don't move, David and Vernon Hills. 312-981-7200.
What a nice lady, though. Don't we have nice listeners?
We've got great listeners.
Great listeners.
Right. Great. We had Gene earlier.
I know.
And we had Nikki now. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dan, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the first time somebody's been excited.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow.
It's been a while. That's good. I'm glad Ruth is excited. Like, she's all pumped up.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. David, how are you in Vernon Hills?
Okay, long time listener. Glad you took my call.
Hey, David. David, do me a favor.
Yes.
Turn off your radio, buddy.
It's not on. I'm outside. It's not even on.
All right. There you go. All right. So much for that production booth. Go ahead, Dave. You got a question for George.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I'm doing a DIY project on my cedar wood deck, and I want to make in between the slats crisp. What does your company use to take out the buildup that's in there to make it look real crisp?
Okay. It's a cedar deck. What kind of stain paint or what's on it now?
Advanced Deck Over by Behr.
Advanced Deck Over by Behr. So how long ago did you put that on?
Last year. But before I do it again, I'm just wondering how to gouge, what tool I would use to gouge out the buildup, which is dirt and...
So Dave, let me ask you this. Yeah. You put the deck over on, before you did that, did you have a solid stain that was lifting?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. You know, unfortunately, when you put that deck over on, there's obviously going to be one or two layers of a solid stain, and you've added a nice thick coat, and it's got that speckled look to it. It is really challenging. As far as getting it off, you're going to have to apply a stain remover on there. You're going to have to let it sit at least 8 to 12 hours, and then you're going to have to wash it off, and you're probably going to have to reapply it again. And there's no guarantees you're going to get it all off because you can't really get at it in between the boards.
Okay. I guess I can make myself a little more clear. Is there a piece of hardware, like a Dremel tool, that I can do, just kind of gouge into it and then touch it up again?
How about this, George? Can David here unscrew the plank, turn it on its side, apply whatever you said to apply? As you can tell, I know nothing. You know, treat it, and then pull the planks that need whatever the schmutz build up, and that's a technical word. Schmutz.
George, just say no.
Like that.
Say no.
Like that.
I mean, you know, it just depends on how aggressive you want to be and how rambunctious you are. I mean,
as far as the tool to get in there, I mean, any scraper can do it.
But
how big of a deck is this?
It's about 10 by 20 feet.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
You could do it, though. Yeah. I mean,
it's a lot of work. But, yeah, obviously you could do, you could try to scrape it. You could try... there are some edge sanders. They look like a diamond. I believe you Bosch makes them. Bosch and Milwaukee. They have replaceable pads, so I would try that.
Okay. Can you take another question? Or is
absolutely.
A good question, though.
This one's a trick question.
Good.
Yeah. June 13th, storm hit a tree.
Yeah.
A tree is on boundary between neighbor and I. Big tree branch hit neighbor's yard. Neighbor's very concerned. Who's liable?
Is it on your property?
To be determined. A surveyor price is really high. So
yeah,
it's from the plat survey, right on the line.
Joe,
but,
yeah. So this just happened to one of our rental properties. Unless they can prove that tree you knowingly had a dead branch. Then, I mean, it's going to be go to the homeowner that was damaged, and then the two insurance companies are going to fight it out.
Oh, great.
Or you could move and sell your home and move quick and not have to worry about it. I mean, it's always an option. Always have to throw that out there, Dave.
That's David's answer to any maintenance at his
house. It really is.
Just leave.
Yeah, just leave. Sell your home.
Build another house.
The other person that buys it will have to deal with the deck, and you can build another deck and call Deck Tech and not screw around with your with all your lotions and whatever you're putting on there.
Yeah, I need some drama like that in my life. I really do.
Well, you're going to have your work cut out for you if you're going to play with all those cracks and try to clean your cracks out.
You got a couple days of work there.
Yeah.
A couple hours.
All right, Dave. Okay. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. Thanks for sharing your decking challenge.
Enjoy your day.
312-981-7200.
Almost Janet, like a therapy session.
Janet in Northbrook. Here. That's a perfect example. Hang on, Janet. 1 second. That's a perfect example why I don't do anything in my house. Right?
You move.
I move. Yeah. I build another home.
Absolutely.
I don't do nothing. Because if I do something like that, I George's eyes are rolling the back of his head. He's like, hey, Vazemir, we got all this stuff we got to do. This is a job and a half, okay? So that's why I don't do any of it, okay?
That's smart.
You Janet in Northbrook.
You broke the simplest tool. Remember you broke a spray bottle?
I broke a spray bottle.
That's hard to do.
A pressure pumper.
Let Janet talk.
Stay in your lane.
Janet. Let Janet talk.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Janet.
A front door that faces south. It's metal. The paint bubbles. It has a storm door in front of it. I'm removing the paint. Not an easy job. Trying to get down to the metal. And I want to know, is there any paint or any kind of product I can put on it that it won't bubble?
So, number one, we need that J.C. Lick guy here.
Yeah, Tony.
Tony DiStefano?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Tony DiStefano, J.C. Lick.
He can call in. Or call 3 hours earlier for Lou meeting.
No. Here's what we'll do, Janet. I'll have
Tony DiStefano.
Tony DiStefano, J.C. Lick. There's one downtown Northbrook across from the Graders. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly, because I live right near where you used to live, and I know exactly where
she bought
is.
One of your old homes.
One of your old homes. Yeah, there you go.
David moved out. A lot of people moved.
Which one of the old homes?
Well, the very expensive one, because Janet's got a ton of money. Right downtown at the stoplight, you got J.C. Licked over there.
Okay.
Right?
You can call Tony, too.
I will. No, I'm going to call Tony, have Tony give Janet a call. And he'll take care of you and call into Northbrook and have this stuff ready for you, okay?
We know the experts. That's
thank you.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Janet. And
okay. Thank you.
And thanks for listening to the show. Nice lady in Northbrook. And our listeners could go to WGNDavid.com or go to MrFloor.com. Type in WGN for a discount on all of your orders, if it's your first order, I should say. And we got to hit the news, traffic, and weather here. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone line, text line, photo line is sponsored by MegaPros. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Throw it over to Kevin in the newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. So, Frank, you know, we've heard Meg talk about her wonderful charity, WelcomeHomeAngel.com. How do you come play into the mix?
I would be able to help or access it. You know, we'd be able to help by providing volunteers, helping out with some labor force, providing lifts. I have good relationships with manufacturers where we can get stuff at a greater discount for a cause like this, help them out.
So, Meg, if families out and car accidents happen every single day,
right?
It's unfortunate, but they happen every single day. And you get these horrific emails and these stories. Family gets into a car crash. Well, here, I'll give you a perfect one. Family goes to a 4th of July parade in downtown Highland Park, and an 8-year-old young boy gets shot. Cooper, and is paralyzed now.
Yeah, okay. We're waiting for him to get out of critical condition before we approach the family. But he is on our list to try to help bring him home into a renovated, safe
home. There's a perfect example.
Yeah, it's a perfect example. We take care of children who have experienced trauma like him, and we also take care of children who are born, you know, with cerebral palsy, have life-altering conditions, children that are just fighting for their lives with cancer. You know, we also deal with more of the aesthetic makeover. We deal with autism and children, you know, on the spectrum. And some that are just not as typically developing as others. But we also, which we did not mention before, also take care of the siblings and the rest of the family. Taking care of the emotional needs and creating a happy place and a home where the parents can be parents again and not just caregivers. And then also, you know, when you have a child like Cooper who has been shot and all the energy and attention, everything is going to making sure he survives.
He has brothers and sisters.
Exactly. They are, a lot of the times, and I even know this from personal friends and experiences, they don't get the same attention. They don't get the same financial attention as well as the emotional. So we also do something special for them. Like what Frank was just saying, helping to get better costs and in-kind donations allows us to stretch our budget a little further, and where we can go in and take care of the sibling and give them, you know, a great cool bedroom and their own oasis and all that as well.
And where do you come into play then, Frank? So Meg secures the family that unfortunately needs the help. Listen.
Let's take Cooper, for example. Right. What you would come in and you'd probably bring in something because he's paralyzed now from the waist down.
Right. So Meg would create a design and, you know, maybe during that phase she might need, you know, okay, what kind of lift can we do? And then we'll help her with that part of the design. And then when it comes to the construction and all that stuff, Meg will call us in and say, okay, this is what we need you to do. We need help with the ramp. We need help with widening doors, building a bathroom, installing an overhead lift. And then at that point we would, you know, help round up the volunteers and get the equipment and start working magic to make it happen at no cost for the family.
Listen, we hope that you are not needed, right? We hope that your charity never existed.
I wish.
Right? We hope that these families never need these type of services, but
they do.
The fact is,
all over the country,
life happens, and you never expect life to happen again. This 8-year-old boy watching a parade in Highland Park, Illinois, of all places, mm-hmm. is paralyzed from mm-hmm. one of the 80-some shots that were fired from this lunatic mm-hmm. from the Ross Cosmetic building off of Central Avenue in downtown Highland Park. Not to be specific, but I live over by there,
yeah.
and I'm there. I was there 5 times this week, yeah. and it's just surreal.
I grew up 5 minutes away from
it's
when this all happened.
It's just surreal yep. driving down Central Avenue that mm-hmm. I've been on thousands of times and just envision what the hell is going on. These are the families that need your help. Now, Connor... Cooper Roberts.
Yep.
Cooper is in a very, you know, there's going to be tons of money flying in to help Cooper.
Right now they're at $1.5 million.
Which is still not enough.
It's amazing. Well, that's going to go to all the expenses and the medical bills. And
still not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
And but there are families not, and don't take this the wrong way, as fortunate to come from an area like Highland Park and at such a high-profile shooting that... Yeah. That happened on the 5th of July. You know, there are families all throughout Illinois and this country that need help that can't
afford. Doesn't matter their financial. I mean, they're always stressed to a level, right?
Sure.
But we're also coming in with the professionals as well. We're coming in with the people that understand. You know, we bring in a design team, right? And we meet with their doctors, meet with their care providers, listen to their social workers, figure out what it is exactly that their conditions or situations need help with in the home. So we understand exactly how they are going to navigate their home environment. And that's when we come in and with a design plan and a design team and contractors and partners like Frank and provide, and they get to approve it. I mean, we provide them with an entire design plan and say, this is what we're going to do for you. And they get all excited. And here we go.
Francie's on the phone. Francie, thanks for calling. You have a question for Meg?
I do. I'd like to know how I can get involved living in Chicago. What is it that I can do to help?
Thank you, Francie. We not only need referrals for the children, but we need donations. We need to be able to fund these types of makeovers. And you can go straight to our website at welcomehomeangel.com. Right on there, there's a donation button. You can allocate money to our community here. There's a, you know, the Illinois chapter, as well as the founding one in North Carolina. But that's our number one need, is really to get the money to do the renovations, then the volunteers and the contractors like Frank.
I think you on your website as well, you can sign up to be a volunteer.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole area for volunteers.
That's a whole other place you can help out, Francie.
Yep, exactly. And we need volunteers at all levels, not just in the design world. We design business or the renovation business. We need volunteers to help with
spreading the organization,
the word, fundraising, running the organization, all of it.
Website again?
WelcomeHomeAngel.com.
All right, Francie, tell our call screener that you are looking which Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. We're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Francie.
Yeah, great call, Francie. Thank you. And for others that are interested in learning more about this wonderful organization, WelcomeHomeAngel.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line are open. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, you ready for this?
Because
I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. because I got I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits, and I'm like, I can do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh my God, David!
I can do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You gotta look into OnlyFans, possibly. Then
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I've got a texter here. 224. What does Highland Park of all places mean? That was horrible for any community. That was the point of a Highland Park of all places. You would think Highland Park would be the safest place in the world for a 5th of July, you know, you parade, and of all places, it happens in Highland Park. If it could happen in Highland Park, text her from 224, it could happen any place. That was the meaning behind that. So there, I cleaned that up. Lisa Dentower.
Don't you feel vulnerable, like everybody's correcting you? And
whatever. Well, it's like I'm at home with my wife and kids. Lisa Dent, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thanks for calling. First-time caller, long-time listener, Lisa Dent.
Absolutely, that's the one.
I was on your show, I think not this past Thursday, but a week before Thursday, when the Blackhawks traded Alex DeBrincat and lost my mind on your show. I was on right after they traded him, which I think is still horrible. And as I was leaving your show, I think on air, you mentioned something about a cleaning product that you loved, and I thought that I thought I'd have you call in to talk about that.
Oh, my gosh, David. It's a miracle, okay? So let me give you a little background on this. We started building our home in March of 21. We're still not in it because of supply chain issues. But one of the, I would say, somewhere along the line, one of the things that went in were our 3/4-inch hardwood floors. But that was before anything else went in. So we had construction workers walking through mud and clay at the farm on these floors. Yeah, they put down a little cardboard, but believe me, I've never seen such a disaster. And I kept saying to the builder, I'm so stressed. We paid so much for these floors, and oh, they'll be fine. I'm like, they're not fine. And so I was sharing that with you because now we're actually getting to the point where we might be able to get tile work, and that's still not done, and move in. But I took up some of that cardboard, and oh my gosh, these floors look horrific. So David's like, I've got the thing for you. I've got it. Got it in the mail. David was nice enough to send it to me, the mop and the miracle in a bottle. And I cannot tell you how easily it worked. It is just, it's fantastic. It's awesome.
Well, I've got the guy that created that, that actually sent you the mop and the Mr. Floor cleaning product, Mr. Floor Igor Marak. So you could thank him personally here, Lisa. He's on the
air. Hey!
Lisa, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing great. Hey, I got to tell you, my brother had a flooring company. He's worked in flooring his entire life, and he's always said, use this, use that, buy this, buy that. Doesn't compare. It does not compare. So I hope that, you already know what kind of product you have, but I hope anyone who, you know, trusts my voice says, all right, this is the product for me, too, because you made my life much easier.
Well, that's really great to hear, Lisa. I'm glad it worked for you. You know, David is like the biggest mouthpiece I have for the product. You know, he used it on his own floors, and that was it. That's all it took. So,
yeah, nickname, that is all right? It takes.
Biggest mouthpiece.
Yeah, biggestmouthpiece.com is what I go with.
Yeah. Well, because you know he is.
Okay, take it easy. I mean, you didn't have to agree with that, Lisa. You could have validated it by saying, "No, he's really not." Well, that's fine. Way to go.
Oh my gosh, I love your product. I really do. I am I'm in love, and I'm out of it. So I'll be on your website ordering more.
That's great, Lisa. Thank you so much. I'm glad it worked out for you. And for everybody listening, I mean, you know, we've got David, we've got Lisa. I know John has tried it. I think he likes
John's
it as well.
John's tried it too. Yeah.
Wait, John. A second.
Yeah, John.
I'm
Williams.
Your biggest promoter.
Oh, well, here we go.
Joe, you
now
know,
we're having
that goes without saying.
Now
I
we're
feel
having,
left out. I gotta try it.
Now we've got issues here. Hey, Lisa, way to go. All right. Well, thanks for calling
Thank
the show
you,
and sharing your experience. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Is it easy to use?
Oh, I will.
All
you
right.
too.
Take care, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
312-981-7200.
Yeah, it is easy to use. George. I mean, it's you know, it's a spray and wipe type product.
It's a squirter bottle.
It squirts out.
Yeah, but you know, like Lisa said, it's the magic is in the bottle. So it's the way we formulated the surfactants. It's the proprietary formulation that we came up with years and years ago.
There's no water.
There's no sort of specific water per se, right. But we're limiting the amount of liquid. We're not coating anything with wax and oil that then attracts dust and dirt and debris. So what Lisa is describing basically is coming in post-construction and cleaning her floors and getting fantastic results. When you were selling your house, David, I mean, it was the same thing. I mean, we finished your floors. You had all this other construction go on.
Yep.
We handed you the bottles and said, you know, give a bottle to each kid and go.
George, I have three kids, a wife, and me. Wow. And we would basically take two dogs.
Yeah.
And we would take each corner of the house and work our way out through the garage. I swear to God. And it would sparkle. The floors would sparkle. And when we moved out, we did the same thing. And the realtor that helped the people buy the house even commented that it was the cleanest house and the floors, she never seen any floors that clean.
Yeah.
Because my wife's a clean freak and she didn't want to leave a dirty house to somebody else to talk about it. It's in the neighborhood.
Why would you?
Why would you? Right. So literally it was the cleanest house. On the way out, we did the Mr. Floor cleaning product wood floor on the way out, and it was spotless and it was pristine. It was like they were walking into a new home built. That's how clean it was.
Yeah, great.
So nice job. So go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN promo code for your first order discount on your first order, 312-981-7200. George, I just want you to expand upon the different products and the different services that you provide. You not only install decks, but you also clean decks. And this is a huge time of the year to come out and power wash decks. Do you also power wash concrete and driveways as well, or you just power wash decks?
We do concrete also. I'll start with the deck restoration. Most of the decks that we do primarily have semi-transparent stain, some kind of stain or paint on them. You do have some that are just grayed out, but for the vast majority, it's a stain removal where we're extracting the old stain off there. And it's a real detailed process. I mean, I'll walk through it high level. We'll come out there. Obviously, safety is number one for us. You'll see cones in your parking lot area, or if we're on the side of the road, you'll see cones, one in back, one inside, one in front. From there, we'll knock on your door. Once we're done with that, we'll go ahead and plastic off your entire house. We're looking to make sure that we don't get anything on your house or your landscaping or hardscape.
Chuck in the truck's not doing that.
No, sir.
Right.
Once we're done with that, we'll go ahead and apply a stain remover. It is biodegradable. We'll either apply it direct or through injector. If it's a semi-transparent stain, it's through the injector. If it's not, it's direct. And what I mean by that, it's diluted. If it's a semi, it's diluted. Doesn't have to be quite as potent. Then we'll go ahead and wash the entire deck. What we're looking to do is get all of the old substrate off of that wood. We want to get to the clean wood. Once we're done washing it, we rinse it, and then we apply an acetic acid. It's a wood brightener. What we're trying to do is make sure we neutralize the stain so it doesn't eat our product up, and also to brighten the wood up. From there, we go ahead and leave it, come back 2 to 3 days. Similar process. We will mask the entire house because we don't want any overspray. We don't want any stain on your house, landscape, pavers, pool.
Dog.
Fish pond.
Yep. Wife.
And then from there, we'll go ahead and look over your nails, make sure they're tapped down. And then this is where it gets interesting for us, is we want to make sure if you come out there, we've sanded your floor and your top rails. What a child can get a sliver on is what we're looking to address. So you'll see us go out there and sand the entire floor down. Not like Mr. Floor will, but we're sanding it to where it's smooth. From there, we'll go ahead and get ready to seal. Once we start the sealing process, we'll do the perimeter, and then we'll do the floor. Now, depending on the age of the deck, our sealant will take anywhere from 2 to 3 coats. If it's just, say, a 5-year-old deck, we'll roll a coat on there. The sealer will get sponged in. David, you ever feel your hands in the wintertime when they're all scaly?
Dry. Yeah. You can feel them now. Joe's touching me right now. He's holding my hand. How's it feel, Joe?
I didn't even know that was your hand.
Yeah,
they're moist.
But I didn't know what it was.
It's the same analogy. They're dried out. You have to put a second coat on there.
Moisturizer.
So it slows down the aging process, the cupping process, and the cracking in the wood. Don't stop it, because wood's going to crack and cup, but it does slow that process down. And then we'll wipe it with a lambswool applicator. You're good to go.
two, 3 years later, 4 years later, it's time to rewash it and reseal it. Not only are you maintaining the value of your house and your deck, it's an area that's a living area. Now sure. You want to invite people to come out there and sit with you, have a glass of wine, sit by the fireplace.
Or Joe, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, because I want to get back. Let's not go that far. Let's, because... Leave it there, Joe.
Hold on one second. No, I appreciate the difference that you do in your investing. And I also love the fact that you're not saying guaranteed for 5 years, because it's not.
It's not. Okay? There's nothing maintenance free.
I gotta hit the bottom of the hour break.
No, I know you're in charge, David, so go ahead, strut your stuff.
No, I got to hit the break.
Not to talk.
Kevin Wells is like, my God, wait, what the hell are they talking about?
Strut it, Dave.
312. I want to come back to finish this conversation after the news. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. That was AmeriCorps call, text, and photo line number. One more time, 312-981-7200. Pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, so I want to get back to the cleaning, right? So what you just went over and went into detail about cleaning a deck, you could try to do it yourself. But Joe asked the question about, you know, the investment.
So right now, the picture you painted, as far as the prep, as far as every step that you do, it's actually 2 days.
It's two separate visits.
So two separate visits, and I asked you a 10 by 20 ground level deck.
Mm-hmm. Standard.
Standard, yeah.
Right?
And we talked about it off air, and depending on the variables, landscape, hardscape, fish ponds, whatnot. But I gave you a little bit of a window, 800 to 1,000, 1,200. Somewhere around there is where it could be.
Honest to goodness, I thought you were going to tell me 2,500.
No.
Okay. No. Seriously, Dave.
That's a good price.
It's a really good price.
The amount
I can mark that up.
Maybe you should raise your prices. Never think of that. Do less, charge more. No, just kidding.
Might do it.
It's an investment. You're putting a lot of money in that deck to build that deck. Okay, you're putting a major investment in your home, mm-hmm. off the side of your home, off the back of your home, whatever it is. And to maintain it for $700 to $1,000 a year. $1,000 a year is $83.33 a month. Okay?
To be clear, a 10 by 20 could be a normal, smaller deck.
It is. Correct? 10 by 20 is usually, it's pretty small.
Right.
It's pretty small.
Okay, but it's still an investment. Mm-hmm. So we were talking during the break. I would go out once a year on my deck and I would power wash it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd spend 4 hours in the backyard power washing it. Hopefully, I didn't burn a hole in my hose.
Yeah.
And I would just do it. I would not treat it. And you're looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, a lot.
But Dave, you're taking the green stuff off. You're
correct.
Taking the dirt off.
Right. I'm taking the schmutz off the top.
You know, I think everybody's seen a tree that was cut in half or lightning hit it in the middle. It's all nice fresh wood.
Yeah.
You leave it like that for 6 months to a year, it's all grayed out.
Great.
Again. David, eventually what you're doing is you're taking the dead follicles off the wood and you're exposing it. At that point in time, you should put a sealant on it. Not a paint or a stain, a sealant, something that penetrates in that wood. So you slow down the aging process and the deterioration process of eventually having to replace it if you don't do nothing to it.
So all of our listeners at home that we're doing exactly what I was doing, just going out and power washing it, right? And you could get a 12 to 15-inch circular thing, which works phenomenal.
They are great. They are great.
You cover a ton of area
Dave's
quickly.
Dave's a big power washer.
Oh, I love power washing. Mm-hmm.
What kind of power washer?
I got a Generac, and I got a fireproof sleeve now so I don't burn holes in the hose. Smart move there, dude. Mm-hmm. So if everybody like me that's just going out there and cleaning it once a year, and not sealing it, what do you recommend if they want to do it themselves and not call you?
Yeah.
What product would you recommend that they put on if they just want to coat it?
So if they just want to coat it, they should call us and we would supply this sealer for them.
Okay.
We could send it out via UPS.
Oh, really? You sell it?
Yes, we do.
I did not know that.
And they can go online.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do they go to get it?
Whoa, you're just the real online deal.
DeckTechInc.com.
DeckTechInc.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I had no idea. Did you?
It's amazing the people we have on the show.
I know. and the stuff that we learned. 312-981-7200.
This is a good show, really. If you take out all the nonsense, it's a good show.
It's very educational.
Mm-hmm. I think the nonsense makes the show.
I do, too.
Betty in Rockford, how are you?
Hi, great. Thank you. I have a question regarding grout, the grout cleaner that is being talked about.
I was wondering, how do you apply it? Is it with a brush or... And then, will I have to seal the grout after it's cleaned?
Igor?
Yeah, so you don't have to necessarily do anything special with our cleaning product. So you would just spray it directly onto your tile and grout. And it's okay to saturate it. If the grout is particularly dirty, we would recommend you kind of saturate it and maybe just leave it for a few minutes. Let it sort of activate. And then you can take a, again, if it's particularly dirty or grimy, you can get in there with a toothbrush or some other, scrub brush, just to agitate it a little bit. Once the grout is clean, we do recommend resealing it periodically, but you definitely want to make sure the grout is clean before you seal it. Otherwise, you'll just wind up encapsulating it and trapping all of the, that grime and dirt. Our products are very easy to clean or to use. The cleaner is all premixed and fully self-contained. You just spritz it onto the surface and then just wipe it right off.
And I'll tell you what, Betty, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a sample bottle of the grout cleaner.
Oh, thank you.
Another That's satisfied great. Woman. I'm three
Do I get
for
one? I could use excitement. One.
I'm three for three. You got to call in the show, Mike. You just don't get it.
You get a bottle. You get a bottle.
Mike.
Everybody gets
First it. Of all, you got to go to Rockford, call in, and don't say you're Betty because no. So Betty, hang on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, my friend, hang tight. And
I have a lot of clients that could benefit from.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Even after we just did a full construction. We put in the bathrooms first, and then I'm so upset at some of my subcontractors that are getting they're getting it dirty again. And when I have to hand the project back over to the client, I'm like, good lord!
What about the toilet bowls?
I'm going to send you a gift basket.
No. I don't put the toilets into the very end of a route.
Right, you don't want the contractor
on purpose.
Yeah, the contractor.
We usually leave one toilet for them.
Joe, you guys.
Joe,
porta potties.
Dirty Joe.
Joe doesn't use the toilet.
We're the cleanest company.
You don't.
Just so you know.
Are you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't go to the bathroom. 312-981-7200.
Different kind of systems.
312-981-7200. We got a texter from Wisconsin. Can you repeat the company and what they are doing for the Highland Park Tragedy and Cooper Roberts? Thanks. Love the show. So your charity?
It's again? Welcome Home Angel. We take care of lots of children like Cooper, and we are hoping that Cooper makes it out of his critical condition so we can help him.
He's having a rough time.
He's having a really rough time. So we outfit homes, Frank and I, for children like Cooper who now need to learn to live differently in their homes now that he's paralyzed.
The first hurdle that Cooper has to clear is getting himself out of that hospital.
He does.
And all these surgeries behind him so we could take care of him when he gets home.
We'd love to.
Yes.
I'm hoping we can.
All right, we have a question for you, George, on the other side of the break. We got to take a quick break here. And for all the texters, you are correct. It was the 4th of July. I was mistaken. It was on a Monday, and I typically think on a Monday it always goes to the 5th of July. So I stand corrected. The tragedy happened on Monday, July 4th in downtown Highland Park, of all places.
Not the first mistake.
Not the first mistake of the day. It probably won't be the last. We have another 13 minutes. Stand by. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPro's Joe, MegaPro's Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. George, got a question for you. Tell us the difference between stain and sealers. Also, is Thompson Seal a good or bad fit for different decks? What's your thoughts on Thompson?
Thompson Seal, it's a homeowner's specialty. You see every homeowner running and getting it. Just doesn't last.
Right. There goes a Thompson Sealer sponsorship.
Okay, no. Thanks, and that's what I'm saying is that I love the fact that you said, I've got something I can recommend and I can sell it to you. Right? Otherwise, refer you to a paint expert. Right?
You're going to spend your money on something that's just an inferior product. You're still going to spend your time, which you can't buy.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, 6 months later, you're dealing with the same thing that you started with.
Difference between stain and sealers.
So stain, solid stain, semi-transparent stains. The primary difference between the three and the sealer that we'll put on there. Solid stain, you can pick any color that you want. You want green, you get green. It adheres 100% to the top of the wood. 3 to 5 years, it's lifting and painting. Lifting and peeling, depending on the process that you use to apply it. Once it starts to peel, most homeowners will throw another coat on there. Eventually, you're either going to take it off or replace the deck. Semi-transparent, same thing. Once you start getting a buildup, 2 to 3 coats, it's lifting and peeling. At that point in time, you got a choice. Either call Deck Tech and get it off, or you're going to have to either live with a deck that's starting to gradually decay on you to where you have to replace that floor surface.
You're investing time to go to the big box store to buy the product. You're then investing time to schlep it home. Mm-hmm. Then you're investing time to clean your deck. Then you're investing time to apply. All that time could be set aside, spent on something else if you invest to have it professionally done.
Absolutely.
It's that simple. All right. Absolutely. You're not going to get the same type of treatment doing it yourself.
But to Absolutely. Be clear now, you could color your sealer.
No. That's the biggest downside with our sealers. Like
not at all.
If you want tangerine green, you don't get it because that's the pigment that sits on top of the wood that's bonding, that's actually
peeling. But right now, so there's no pigment in your sealer. But you talk about that grain is going to pop out.
You'll feel the wood, you'll see the wood, and it comes in 6 specific colors.
Okay.
So you would be able to select one of those colors. There's grays, there's golden colors, there's honey tones.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Okay, good.
But they do not peel on you.
Right.
What they'll do is they'll penetrate the wood. It's like putting lotion on your hands. It's there to maintain the wood, slow down the aging process, and make it where 2 to 3 years from now, you still have a deck that is very easy to maintain. You don't have to put a stain remover to remove it.
Right.
If you take our deck, we put the wrong color on there, the sealer's in the top level. When you wash that wood, wash that top level off, you're back to the natural wood again. With a stain, you can't do that. You have to chemically remove it because it's bonded to the top of the wood.
Gotcha.
And let go of my hand already. It's been like 45 minutes. 3129.
Like I said, I didn't know that was your hand.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want to get more information about you and your products, George, how do they reach out to you?
They could call 1-800-956-DECK, or they can go online at decktechinc.com.
Meg, if our listeners want more information about welcomehomeangel.com, how do they do that? I just gave the website.
There you go. Go ahead. We're also on social media. We're also on Instagram, Facebook. You get to meet some of the families that we've helped on there. You can also go to the Design Network on Roku or on the internet and watch some of the... I did 5 episodes on showcasing some of our families and the work that we do.
Oh, cool.
Called Welcome Home Angel.
Right. I'm going to watch that.
You Welcome should. Home it's Angel. Good. It's good. I produced it. Very low budget. So, you know.
So lower my expectations?
Don't. No, it's just... It's good. It's okay. So wonderful. Joe, you'll probably cry.
I'm going to watch it too.
It's the best. Really is. It's
All
good.
Right, okay.
No, it's the best kind of renovation you can do.
Okay.
Frank,
I believe
if our listeners want more information about Access and all the different products and services that you provide, what's the best way for our listeners to reach you?
They can reach out to us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com. And please help us get the word out about Welcome Home Angel.
Yes. Yeah, we need to spread the word. Tell your friends. Share it. Volunteer. Donate. We need
I'm
all of
tell
it.
Bob Comedy.
Thank you. Yeah. Get Bob.
Eagle Maroc, Mr. Floor, if our listeners want more information about all of your cleaning products, so that they could go to MrFloor.com. So how do they reach you guys?
Yeah, for all of your cleaning floor product needs and for all of your wood flooring needs, visit us online at MrFloor.com or give us a call directly at 847-674-7500. Do not forget to use the promo code WGN when you visit us online at MrFloor.com.
Lisa Dent and John Williams approved.
Yes, yes. Right. Thank you. Thank you to both of them.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
So relaxing. It's like I'm at a spa.
It really is.
Oh, God. It's like I'm getting my nails done. I'm getting a little makeup applied.
And you know something good is happening at your house.
MegaPros.com.
Something good is about to happen at your house.
There you go. that was good.
You know what I'm saying?
And special shout out to John Hansen coming up next with Let's Get Legal. Special thank you to, again, to Wendy Snyder for hosting the show. She's listening right now. She had some medical procedures last weekend,
Wendy
minor
did.
Medical procedures, because
she hosted
because
the
of
show.
You. Because while I was gone, show. She needed to seek medical attention.
We had a blast with Wendy, and right. She really
like
two things happen. You put two people in the hospital, Wendy Snyder and Rich Dykstra, when I'm gone. Okay,
oh, that's
so,
what happened.
So there should be a health warning when David Hochberg's not in, yeah, and there's a co-host. Right.
You're two for two.
Yeah, you're two for two. Thank God they left the hospital, too, for the love of, jeez, my goodness. 312-9817, no, that's the show. You want to reach me during the week, give us a call. 855-56-DAVID or go to our website, 56david.com. I want to thank everybody for listening. We will be back next weekend. Go to welcomehomeangel.com and also go to GoFundMe page and support Officer Golden, who was paralyzed from the waist down from gunshot wounds on the south side. Let's support our Chicago police officers that were falling off duty.
Absolutely.
GoFundMe campaign. Help Officer Golden and his family. They've raised $1.2 million so far. Their goal is $2 million, and I'm going to be throwing some.
That's still not enough.
My support behind it. No, definitely not.
I'm going to fund.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for listening. John Hansen with Let's Get Legal coming up. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend.